This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Oil prices dropped about $2 today. They're now hovering around $141 a barrel. That's a few bucks below last week's high, but it's still about 50% more than it was at the beginning of this year. Those $100 a barrel prices may never be seen again.
So people are looking ahead and trying to figure out what to do. Should they increase supply, lower demand? Well, there are those who say the car of the future will not run on gasoline at all. It'll be powered by a hydrogen fuel cell.
Shell Oil has now opened its first retail hydrogen filling station in California. And as NPR Celeste Headley reports, many people say hydrogen fuel cell cars aren't just possible, they're inevitable.
First, we heard that hydrogen was going to revolutionize automobiles. Then we heard that hydrogen was a red herring. As recently as March, top executives from both Toyota and General Motors were saying hydrogen is not a practical fuel source. But Tom Drennan of Hobart and William Smith College says the message has changed again.
Every car company is kind of racing towards hydrogen fuel cell vehicles.
To be fair, the interest in hydrogen fuel cells has been relatively constant. Hank Green is the chief editor of EcoGeek.org, and he says GM alone has invested more than $1 billion in research on fuel cells.
There was a time when hydrogen was definitely what was going to be the next big thing in fuel. And then for a while, it sort of faded from the mainstream. And now I feel like since gas is suddenly $4 a gallon, it's becoming an issue again.
Councilman Bill Rosendahl of LA's 11th District says the interest in hydrogen isn't fueled solely by gas prices.
The gas price obviously has gotten people to say to themselves, oh my God, I can't afford to be driving around. But most importantly, climate change. The world is on its knees.
Rosendahl is standing next to a Chevy Equinox fuel cell car that's pulled up to a hydrogen filling pump. The car looks like any other, with one notable exception: no tailpipes. When you walk to the back of the car, all you see are some rectangular openings that emit a gentle water mist. Hank Green says it's great that the fuel cell car has zero emissions, but hydrogen is still not a completely clean fuel. First, there's the basic elements.
They're taking methane and natural gas, and they're breaking it down and creating hydrogen, but that produces carbon dioxide.
Plus, the process to produce hydrogen is mostly powered by fossil fuels.
So basically, you're getting a slightly better carbon dioxide deal by having a fuel cell vehicle, but you're still producing greenhouse gases.
Green says hydrogen can be created using renewable sources too, like wind power and solar. And Dave Barthmas of GM says this isn't the only alternative his company is pursuing.
The one thing that we know that we can't be is 98% reliant on a single energy source to power our vehicles. We see with world events and disasters like Katrina how that impacted the fuel supply.
And Barthmas says GM is moving quickly to get fuel cell cars onto dealer lots. How quickly?
By 2010, we hope to have a fuel cell system that's reliable, durable, and competitive with an internal combustion engine. By 2012, we're going to start to build these in the thousands of units. By 2015, hundreds of thousands of units.
Meanwhile, the state of California is expected to invest nearly $8 million to build 3 fueling stations as part of its hydrogen highway project. But you can't buy these cars yet. So there will be 4 retail filling stations to serve what customers? I put that question to Graham Sweeney with Shell, and he said,
it moves us from behind the fence to in front of the fence. Yeah?
I think I know what he means. Basically, something has to come first, either the cars or the stations. But Tom Drennan says he thinks it could be more than a decade before these cars are really priced for the average Joe.
The cars that they're building right now, they won't tell us how much they're costing, but it sounds like they're probably spending $100,000 on each car they're building.
Right now, filling your tank with hydrogen will cost about twice as much as filling it with premium gas. But Shell Oil says fuel cell cars are twice as efficient, so it all balances out. And by the time fuel cell cars are commercially available, there may be no price difference at all. Celeste Headley, NPR News.